Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the De'Longhi conference call. The CEO, Mr. Fabio De'Longhi, and the investor relator, Mr. Fabrizio Micheli, will present to you 2011 first half consolidated results. A question and answer session will follow the presentation. Now, I hand over to Mr. Fabio De'Longhi. Thank you.
Good morning. Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the De'Longhi S.p.A. half-year result conference. The six months were very positive for the group in terms of revenues, as earlier announced in July, with a growth at 17% for the six months. Sales reached for the first half a record high for the group at 763 million from 650 million in 2010. Also, there was a strong improvement in the net industrial margin, increasing to 335 million, despite some impacts in percentage due to higher raw material costs and higher labor costs, particularly in China, which saw a decline from 44.6% to 43.8%. Strong jump in EBITDA before non-recurring items, up from 66 million in 2010 to 88 million in 2011. Also, a strong improvement in EBIT, up from 45 million in 2010 to 67 million this year, and also in percentage, climbing from 7%.
Sì, buonasera.
Almost.
Sì, d'accordo.
8.8%. Also, net profits sharply increased, reaching 34 million, up almost 100% from the year before. I said before, revenues were already announced earlier in July, so no surprise on top line. More in detail, we would like to highlight the stronger performance of all markets, both emerging markets and mature markets, with mature markets up approximately 15% year-on-year, with a stronger growth of Europe at 14.8%, good growth also in Japan, 14%, stronger performance in North America with 50% growth due to a very strong season for air conditioning. Also, good numbers from the United Kingdom, growing at 10%, and Italy growing at 8%. I said before, the total growth in the mature markets has been at slightly less than 15% year-on-year. Strong performance of all emerging markets, with Eastern Europe growing above 30%, while the rest of the world, led by Southeast Asia, China, and Australia and New Zealand, growing at 19%. In terms of products, we confirm the solid performance of coffee, driven by the growth of super-automatic coffee makers, the success of Nespresso with a new product launch earlier this year, and also the successful introduction of the new Dolce Gusto product line in the markets where De'Longhi has the right to launch the products. But also Kenwood performed very well with solid growth in most of the markets, driven by kitchen machines and food preparation. But also we continue to highlight the strong performance of professional, led by air conditioning, growing at double digit. In terms of geography, we also would like to recall that the group is continuing its expansion in terms of new branches and presence in the new markets, and we would like to highlight the opening of the new commercial structures in Dubai and Ukraine to take advantage of the future opportunities arising in those markets. A few comments on the operating margins. I said before, it is the first time that we see in the recent years a decline of the gross industrial margin, going down from 44% to 43.8%. This was foreseen, this was expected, and is due to the impact of the raw materials and the cost of labor in China. But we think that the group is still offsetting through its mix and its pricing policy, is adjusting the prices in order to offset most of the increases. The EBITDA was very much improved thanks to the fact that the fixed cost and the cost in general were very much under control, despite we still are investing more and more in advertising and commercial investment to grow our market share and improve our presence in most of the markets. In terms of financial charges, as expected, also thanks to the reduction of the debt, we saw in the 6 months the net financial charges declining from 17 million to 12 million. We would like also to highlight that in the 6 months we had some positive effect on exchange rates, and on the contrary, due to long-term borrowings arrangements, we had probably slightly higher interest versus the current spot rates. In terms of profitability, very strong profitability for the group in the 6 months, as I said before, reaching record high of 34 million for the 6 months versus the 16 million in 2010. The debt is still very low, is at 12 million, but we have also to disclose that the bank position, the net bank position, would be positive at 5 million, and it gets negative only accounting the fair values and some options related to some smaller acquisition of some affiliate companies in particularly for the professional business. We would recall that the net financial position in June at June 30, 2010 was at 80 million. Working capital was very much under control. We still have a contraction of working capital despite the stronger growth in the 6 months. Inventories were down were slightly up from June 2010, from 360 million, are up now to 365, but in general, taking account of trade receivables and trade payables, the net working capital for the group is at 216 million versus 246 million the year before. In percentage, it went down 12% year on year. In terms of business segments, some details about profitability by business segments. Household reached for the first half 2011 an EBITDA of 13%, while professional improved from 7.8 a year before to 8.7. So both divisions have improved substantially the profitability versus year before. Also, EBIT consequently improved for both divisions, with household reaching an EBIT of 62 million or 10.6% EBITDA margin, and professional at 10 million EBIT for the 6 months, with an EBIT slightly short of 6%. No more to add, and I leave the session open for Q&A.
Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to remind you that you may register for your questions by pressing star followed by 1. To cancel your reservation, star followed by 2. The first question from Mr. Alessandro Falcioni from UniCredit. Mr. Falcioni, please.
Yes, good afternoon, everyone. I would like to have some clarification on the growth rates in the second quarter and the first half of the coffee segment and of the Kenwood brand in particular, to know how the launch of the Cooking Chef is proceeding in Europe, and also to have a clarification of the guidance for the year, which you include in the press release, saying that you expect a continuation of second quarter trends. So you're talking about roughly what, 14% growth for the full year? Is that correct?
Okay. So about growth rates, I can confirm that coffee is still growing very fast, well above our average. So in the last years, it has grown at around say 25-30%, and we don't see any substantial slowdown in the growth rate of coffee. Actually, we still expect a strong end of the year for coffee due to the launch of the new Latissima Plus, which will impact probably in the fourth quarter, mainly in the fourth quarter. And also the introduction of Prima Donna, the new Prima Donna for the Soprattomatic coffee maker, which was was introduced slightly later than expected, just in the second half. And in terms of Kenwood, also Kenwood is performing well above our average. Generally speaking, the kitchen products, the motorized kitchen products, with including kitchen machines, food processors, and hand blenders, mainly, are growing strong double digit at a rate which is not far from the record of the superautomatic and the coffee segment. So the two, say, leading categories for De'Longhi household are still growing in line with our past trend. In terms of year-end targets, we confirm our targets as already said during our last conference in July. We expect we can grow at about 10% for household, and we have already raised our expectations for professional, which was before expected to grow in the low, let's say, single-digit growth rate. We have already said that we now aim to grow in the high single digit, probably hoping to reach a 10% growth also for professional. So we completely confirm our targets or the targets that were announced previously. So no change in the guidance.
If you can, then just spend a few words on the Cooking Chef.
The Cooking Chef is performing very well. It's performing well, particularly France, Italy, and the European core European markets. So, but I would say that the Cooking Chef and generally speaking, kitchen machines are performing still very well and growing. I would say that the segment of kitchen machines is growing versus maybe more traditional food processors, and the leadership of Kenwood in this segment is allowing the group to grow its market share and also to see strong growth rates in the food preparation segment.
And if I may, just one last thing. I mean, in Italy, are you still seeing the same type of growth rate you were experiencing at the end of last year in these products?
We missed the first part of the question.
Yeah, in Italy, are you still experiencing the growth rates, the very strong growth rates you experienced towards the end of last year with the launch of the Cooking Chef in particular, but also?
Well, we have a very strong within performance in Italy in the first 6 months with 8% growth as a total business. So we still think that we should be able to continue to grow at this pace. Obviously, now there are more uncertainties in terms of consumer confidence. We all are aware of what happened in the financial markets and the slowdown of some economies. Obviously, this is more in the financial sector rather than in the consumer good industry. But again, if things don't change dramatically, we think that we should be able to continue to grow at these segments. Obviously, we said clearly that we're going to have a very tough comparison in the second half because please don't forget that the third quarter saw in 2010 a growth at 24%. So now we will compare with definitely a record quarter, very strong quarter. So our expectation is to still perform very well, to keep growing, but the growth rates that we have experienced in the first two quarters, in the first half, are impossible in the second half. We're going to see the growth, and we will achieve our goals if things don't deteriorate unexpectedly.
Okay, thank you very much.
Next question from Mr. Jacopo Maiocchi from Deutsche Bank. Mr. Maiocchi, please.
Yes, good afternoon to everybody. I would like to know how much of your exposure to US dollar have you covered for 2011 as you have begun with 2012 and at which level of exchange rate versus the euro, and if you can give us some flavor for Q2 sales, how much the increase was prices and how much was volume, and where do you see the gross margin going for H2 if you believe that the price increase will offset the raw material effect, so gross margin will be flat in H2, or where is it going? Thank you.
Okay, this year we are almost fully hedged on the dollar. We expect the dollar to be in line in terms of fixed exchange rate versus the year before. So we think that we have hedged the dollar at around 1.4243. What matters next year, we have already started hedging. We have hedged more than 50%, something around 60-70%, and will be at a rate in 143, more or less in line with what we have for this year. In terms of second question was about the variances, the impact of the price mix and the volumes for the 6 months. We have obviously a very strong impact for the profitability from the volumes. The margin improvement of for the 6 months has been mainly arising from volumes. I would say 35 million more or less are coming from volumes. About 10 million is also mixer. And then and say 10 million is about mix and pricing, and then we have approximately a negative impact because of the cost slightly more than the 10 million, so approximately 15 million. So in principle we saw some erosion in the margin, but we will continue to pass on the price increases and also to improve the mix and with also the new product introduction in order to offset the increasing costs.
Next question from Mr. Filippo Prini from Banca Leonardo. Mr. Prini, please.
Thank you. Good evening to everybody. Two brief questions, if I may. The first one is referring to possible price increase. I heard that you are envisaging possible repricing in the next quarter. Could you please give us the magnitude of this increase, if it's possible? The second one is more on outlook. If you consider for granted the further deterioration of the macro trend economic condition, which of your division, household and professional, also considering the geographic exposure, would suffer the most? Thank you.
Okay, in price increases, we have, we said before that our goal was to improve, to increase prices between 2 and 3%. To offset the increased costs, and that's what we are doing. Obviously, we have different dynamics, different price increases by region, by market, by category. So what we are doing, we will continue to pass on. We are very pleased with what we have delivered in the first 6 months. We will continue to increase prices in the marketplaces, also in the second half, let's say, to be we have, let's say, the final pricing in place by year-end. But we think that so far we are pleased with what we have delivered and how we have protected our profitability, generally speaking, despite the tremendous increase in the raw materials. In the outlook, as I said before, obviously there are many uncertainties. In principle, we see still very strong emerging markets. We see still a very strong developments, particularly in Australia, New Zealand, Southern East Asia, China, big potential also there. We see strong Russia, we see strong Ukraine, and these are definitely leading the leading markets in terms of growth rate. In the outlook also we see potential for growth in coffee and food preparation, as before, and also we see good performance of Clima Veneta and the larger thermocooling machines. So for us, we should be able, as I said before, to continue to deliver on on expectations and growing. Obviously now there are more, say, clouds than before, more uncertainties arising from probably some potential impact on consumer confidence due to the slowdown in Germany of the economy, or probably also the risk of the new financial measures impacting on consumer spending in Italy, or the continuing crisis in the Mediterranean countries like Greece, Portugal, and Spain. But in principle, our outlook is on one side, we see good performance for the 6 months of the group. We see the core business growing very nicely. And as Corbin, I'm talking about coffee makers, I'm talking about food preparation, I'm talking about thermocooling machines. So we think that our outlook is reasonably positive. I said before, we have to also incorporate the fact that we're going to have a very strong, very difficult comparison year on year, where last year we had very solid performance in the third quarter and fourth quarter.
Okay, thank you.
Next question from Mr. Luca Bacoccoli from Banca IMI. Mr. Bacoccoli, please.
Yes, good afternoon, everyone. Just a few questions for you. The first one is on the labor cost in China. You mentioned that the increase in labor cost there was among the driver of the decreasing gross margin. So could you please remind us which percentage of the total production cost is represented by the Chinese labor costs? I don't know if I'm not wrong, it should be quite modest, but I want a more precise indication from you. And the second one regards the advertising and promotion expenses. Could you give us the amount of these costs both in the first part of this year and last year? And finally, my third question is on the outlook. Which product categories could suffer the most going forward? And so, if you can tell us something. More on that side, if the consumer spending should decline as it seems following the August financial crisis. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Yes, in terms of the cost of labor, in China is increasing at between 15 and 20% year on year. Mm-hmm. This can bring a cost increase about 1% more year on year. So then we have the raw materials, which are very high, probably going slightly down, but still very close to the record high reached during the year. So obviously the inflation is caused by the labor in part and mainly by the raw materials. Plus we have to consider the revaluation of the renminbi, which is also continuing versus the dollar. In terms of A&P investment, in the 6 months we have increased the investments from about 40 million in 2010 to about 50 million in 2011. With pure advertising, TV and media, up about 5 million, and promotional and demonstration and POP presence at about 6 million. In terms of risk on products, it's very difficult to predict. However, our experience has been that in the crisis back in 2008, end of 2008 and beginning of 2011, and 2009, coffee proved to be, and the kitchen product proved to be quite resilient. We expect obviously some possibility of impact on the growth rate of coffee and food preparation, because probably people are less keen on spending. But on the contrary, we have to consider that people can be more keen on staying at home, that consuming coffee and drinking coffee and cappuccino in the restaurant or in the bars. So we could also have some positive effect due to, let's say, a cocooning attitude of consumers versus spending out of home. I would say, but the risk of it for us is if coffee is impacted or if food preparation is impacted, but we feel reasonably confident that, as I said before, because of the experience we had in 2008 and 2009, that often the families are now postponing car, purchasing a new car, buying new home, major restructuring at home, but maybe they make a little gift or maybe a little prize and they cocoon more with small appliances like kettles, like in England happened, or maybe coffee makers, as is happening in most of the European markets.
Okay. Thank you.
Next question from Mr. Julien Batou from Pascal. Mr. Batou, please.
Hello, gentlemen. Just two questions from my side. The first one is, if my calculation is correct, EBITDA margin of the professional division was down in Q2 year-on-year. So first, is that correct? And second, how can that be? I mean, how do you explain it despite the very strong growth?
The information about, I would clarify the information about the EBITDA margin of professional.
Yes.
Professional saw an improvement of EBITDA from 12 million to 15.6 million in the 6 months. In percentage, it went up from 7.8% to 8.7%, so 1% more.
Mm-hmm.
If we look in the quarter you see a slight decline of the EBITDA in professional, which went down from EBITDA margin from 12.4% to 12%.
Yeah, correct.
But this is not worrying us at all, because 12.4% in 2010 was an exception. The average of, due to a very strong performance of Clima Veneta in the quarter. Clima Veneta is still performing very well, but last year in the first half, the second quarter was the EBITDA in the second world was a little bit abnormal versus the average of the year, which was below 9%.
Okay, very, very clear.
So now we expect the EBITDA to possibly still be better in the next quarters for the professional division year on year.
Okay. The second question relates to the provision number. It's down year on year. Does it mean that you've been too cautious last year and you had more release than provision constitution, despite the higher revenue, I mean?
No, we are always cautious as a company, as an attitude. I think that we don't see many exceptional items, because De'Longhi went through some restructuring programs in the past.
Okay.
So I think that we worked over the years in order to reduce, let's say, the break-even points, to reduce the structure, to make as possible, as lean as possible structures, and I think that due to the work that we've done in advance, we don't foresee major restructuring programs, and that's why I don't see major exceptional items today.
Okay, maybe one last question. On your cash flow statements, there is a net outflow from net equity, which is higher than the dividend. So does it mean that you have bought some shares?
No. Probably.
So there's approximately 20 million euros difference from the dividend payments to this 39 million number.
Sorry, I'm not sure I understand the way you're getting the
total cost for dividend was 22 million approx, and then there is 39 million outflow in your cash flow statements on the press release I received. Just wanted to know what is the difference between the dividend and this number.
22 million.
The dividend was 0.15, right? Time 150 million shares, that's 22 million.
Yes.
Okay, and there is an outflow of 39 million.
This is so complex. We should give a detail what is going to impact the financial flows here. And
I just want to know if you have bought some shares. That's all.
We didn't buy shares.
Very clear.
It was not a bank shares. It was
okay. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Next question from Mr. Andrea Boffa from Banca Aletti. Mr. Boffa, please. Hello, Mr. Boffa.
Sorry, good evening. My question is regarding the growth outlook, let's say, for 2012, in the sense that I would like to know regarding for the two divisions, what are, let's say, the new products and or markets which will contribute to next year growth, if you can elaborate that, and if you can also confirm that your tax rate for 2011 will be like last year, around 33%. Thank you very much.
Okay, on some on new products developments, is a little bit too early to give details about the new introduction for 2012. So we will probably provide more information in the second part of the year or closer to the year end. But obviously you can expect our efforts to continue to increase and improve the range, particularly for the coffee machines, the super automatic coffee machines, and also in the food preparation with Kenwood. But again, also we have new products in ironing and new businesses that we want to grow in the future. In terms of also professional, the Prima Veneta is continuing introduction of green machines in order to save energy and improve the cost effectiveness of operating Prima Veneta machine in their conditioning systems. In terms of tax rate, we expect the tax rate to be around 35%.
Okay. And as far as household division, you were mentioning also a new sector where you want to enter. Is that through acquisition or is that new products which will tackle new niches?
Sorry, the line was a bit disturbed, so we...
Your first answer concerning household, you mentioned that you want to enter also new markets. Is that with reference to new products which will tackle new market through acquisition?
No, I was mentioning new products. I was thinking of, it's no surprise, that De'Longhi has said that they want to grow more in the home care products, particularly with irony system. So I was referring to introduction of new products for the home care, particularly new irony systems. Obviously, we said before that we are now virtually zero debt, and also we can also look into acquisitions going forward. But I was referring in my answer to new product launches.
Okay, thank you very much.
There are no more questions for the moment. I confirm there are no more questions.
So thank you for listening to the De'Longhi first half result conference. Bye-bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, the conference call is over. Thank you very much for your attention.